This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and I mean it. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, we are broadcasting live out of Simi Valley, California. Once again, we're doing a project, and we're also preaching. We already preached in Newhall, California, at a gun club of all places. And now we're going to be preaching in Temecula this up-and-coming Sunday. In between, we're filling projects. Doing what we can do, becoming all things to all men to win the more of Christ. With that said, friends, real quick, I want to give you a heads up if you want to call in at any time you can. We are set up on that of Comrex. That means I can receive phone calls here on the computer. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Those are the documents that we need to stick to understand how it is that we are to preserve what we have. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and we need to hand it off to our posterity. So let's do that by standing up and fighting and doing all that we can do and leaving the results to God, because that's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I also wanted to let you know, friends, what we're going to be talking about just may be the most important show as far as bringing about the result to the American people that they need. What am I talking about? What I'm talking about here is if you're looking for the resolve to America's issues, I'm going to share that with you today. It's up to you as individuals. It starts with you as individuals, between you and your God. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2. Acts 2, 38. That list goes on, friends, because the message is the same. When you're right with God, then you do all that you can do, and then you leave the results up to him, said none other than the son of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, his son, the president of the United States of America, John Quincy Adams. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said this, and again, listen carefully, and I'm going to take it a little bit slower today. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Let me say it again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Love does not overlook justice. Love fulfills justice because the law is fulfilled through grace, Romans 3:31, through Christ who came to magnify the law through his church. Okay? Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. And might I add, just to keep this clear in line upon line, precept upon precept, if you want to know the answer to America's dilemma, listen carefully. Here it is. You don't have to add anything to it or take anything away from what I'm going to say. If you want to bring about resolve to America's issues, You first have to hold the heart that the Holy Ghost puts into you, Romans 5:5. And what is that? Well, we hear it all the time, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But listen, God gave, okay? God gave. And Jesus Christ is the propitiation of the sins of mankind, 1 John 2. And when you understand your gratitude upon godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:14, when you understand godly repentance, you're repenting before God because you violated his moral law, Exodus 20, and in process, you receive the heart of God with your eyes fixed on Christ crucified, and out of gratitude, you obey God. You obey God out of gratitude. We don't do the things that we do here, friends, to get saved. We do the things here because we are saved. The law says, listen carefully, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. Again, grace says, live and do this. Let me say it this way. Augustine said this, just to give a little clarity. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. But you would never go to the Christ if the law didn't drive you to the foot of the cross. Read Galatians 3:24. I'm not going to belabor this, but I just want to be clear. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Okay, we're going to get to that in just one moment. I want to get over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to highlight some of the obvious things taking place in the country, again, that the CIA-controlled media means to divert your attention away from through omission, friends, or just commission. It matters not. They are withholding the information on purpose because they don't want you to be outraged about what's really happening today in their governments and in their country. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is Brian Fisher from American Family Association. Of unborn sea turtles and unborn human beings. Folks, I've gone through this before, but it's interesting. If you pick flowers in a state park, you get fined. But your governments, along with the corrupt media and the CIA-controlled media and the mainstream media, want to give you the message by rearranging your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. What am I talking about? You can't pick state flowers, and if you do, you're fined. But the state ordains and sanctions the murder of the innocent. Folks, you can't touch whales or mammals because if you do, you can be in prison for doing so. But you're educated, I'm sorry, indoctrinated to go ahead at will because the state said so and the government sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Folks, they're doing the same thing with sea turtles. They're doing the same thing with eagle's nest now. Folks, they are turning things upside down. And if you don't understand the mind of a communist, the mind of your enemy, remember, cops know the minds of the criminals. Folks, this is communism to a T, where you begin to love God's creation more than you love God's creation. And I'm talking about animals come before humans. The earth becomes before humans. And we're seeing a lot of this today. This is clearly a communist government through totalitarian methods that is indoctrinating you through their propaganda outlets to dummy you down in through and through submission through suppressive means. Again, by force through totalitarian methods. But Brian Fisher wants you to know of the unborn sea turtles and unborn human beings, what matters most? They want you to believe that the sea turtles do. Now, the Bible does tell us to be kind to our beasts. I'm not advocating harm to animals, friends, but I am saying this. Humans come before the animals do. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, broadcasting live from Simi Valley, California. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. We have about 753,000 followers right now. About 711,000 are active. We appreciate you. You understand that we can do this. You understand that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And I appreciate every single one of you. That's Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube put up a brand new video, friends. There is no such thing as swearing Christians, and you should see the self-righteous attack of the Word of God. They talk about how much they love Jesus, but when I give them the Word of Jesus, they refute it every step of the way. I'm here to tell you, friends, you're going to bow your knee, and you're going to answer for everything you do in word and in deed, the Word of God says. Read Romans 12:14 when you get a moment as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to highlight a couple more things on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com really quick, friends, and this should come as no surprise to anybody. But on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, disgraced vice president of Walt Disney, Michael Laney, is convicted of child rape, gets a whopping 6 years for a felonious act. Now, friends, if people are trying to figure out why companies are advocating like Macy's, like that of like that of Target's and other that are allied with the alliance of hell that will be disannulled, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read it when you get a moment. But you need to understand why Disney is advocating the gay agenda. And keep in mind, friends, it's not just Disney. It seems that these big companies across the boards are all advocating the same illegal agenda in America in an attempt to demoralize the people so they can be suppressed and controlled. If I want to control you, I demoralize you. We just did an article about this yesterday where a KGB agent told us back in the 70s The way that the communists come in and destroy countries is they first have to demoralize the people. Well, going back to the article, disgraced vice president of Walt Disney, well, this explains to you, friends, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, does it? This explains to you, friends, because they're guilty of the sins that they're advocating. Listen, Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you're not standing against sin or preaching out against sin, it's because you're guilty of the sin. Wasn't it Disney, friends? Wasn't it Universal that not too long ago, friends, was busted in a huge pedophile ring? Both of these parks, these recreational parks, friends. They, each one of them, friends, I think employees of SeaWorld were busted as well. What a better place for pedophiles to prey on kids in these parks. But again, it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't happening at the top. I'm highlighting right now, disgraced vice president of Walt Disney, Michael Laney, is convicted of child rape. So when we see these things take place in their parks, friends, it should come as no surprise because it's happening at the top. It's interesting, the president of Disney, I wrote him a personal letter condemning what he is standing for. And it's interesting how he fails to respond. I get responses from the president of the United States of America, friends, but I can't get a response from the president of Disney. Why? Because he knows what I'm telling him is true. Folks, they're advocating crimes against children because that's what this is all about. I just did an article yesterday, friends. I highlighted the article. Equality Act, the criminal and perverse minds of said representatives. It's all found in the wording. In the picture is a man kissing a little boy at a gay pride parade. And also keep in mind, NAMBLA is also there. North American Man-Boy Love Association. Guess what their posters say, friends? Sex before eight, before it's too late. So again, when we see that Vice President of Walt Disney, Michael Laney, is convicted of child rape, it should come to you as no surprise. And in good conscience, I ask anybody that would support these people, how is it that you support them? Listen, we've been to the parks. We've done all that. We got the hat and the T-shirts. But, friends, when we see what they're standing for and they refuse to back down from their illegalities, we're not going to support them. Just ask me. Just ask this family. When Target began to advocate homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, 12 years ago, I told my wife, we are not stepping into a Target again. 12 years later, we have not stepped into a Target one time. Friends, they cannot survive without your support. And the only reason that they're surviving today is because you are supporting them. Knock it off. Because if you continue on, you're going to be found as an accomplice in the sight of God. And we don't want that. We want to change our country, then we need to begin to take the sacrifices and make the sacrifices by following the Christ and bearing our cross. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, highlighting Obama's wholesale destruction of tens of thousands of National Archive records. Boy, isn't it amazing? We see that Hillary Clinton is in the news again today, along with the Obamas. Clinton connection to XIVM sex cult were known back in 2007. Isn't it interesting how the Obamas and the Clintons can just, well, they can go ahead and do what they want to do. It's like what's put up in the circus of politics, you know, pro wrestling at its very worst, and James Comey attacking the president and Mueller attacking the president. Folks, they're out on book tours right now, making a lot of money off the stupidity of the American people that are buying the dog and pony show through the smoke and mirrors that are played out on you 24/7. When are Americans going to figure out how this game is being played? The way that you detect when someone's doing their job is when you see justice, friends. And justice is what's missing. We never seen the special prosecutor come forth on the Clintons. We never seen the prosecutor come forth on the Obamas. We see them on almost a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, friends, them being caught in more crimes against we the people. Where's the president of the United States of America, friends, with that DOJ, where he said he would do and could do whatever he wanted with it? It's a question mark only you can answer, America. You have to get to the point where you have to say, I'm tired of playing the fool to dupes and ill-designing men, because that's exactly what these men are. The Bible says that a king that sitteth on the throne scattereth judgment. He doesn't protect them. He doesn't cover for them. He doesn't leave off justice, which, by the way, guards our liberties. But that's what's happening in America today. And it's been going on in this country for far too long, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the mass shooting, math propaganda should convince you to carry it all times. America, listen to me. You have God-given rights. You need to make distinction as to what the government's position is. You need to make distinction as to what your said representatives have been delegated with concerning that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. Okay, we have mass shootings in America, and you'll find that in many places, friends, they were where you could not say if the government that works for you, that didn't receive delegated authority from you to stop people in this country from bearing arms, which shall not be infringed. Friends, we need to make distinction as to what you are allowing them to do and what you've entrusted them to do. Because when they act outside of the scope of their authority, you are to remove them. And mass shootings are taking place, friends, in gun-free zones all day long. Why? Because the criminals know where to go. When are you going to wake to this, friends? And always, I have to say this to remind you, to reiterate the point. And it's not tedious for me, just so you know. Always keep in mind those representatives, friends, of special interest groups on the behest of communists today in this country that are trying to disarm you. It's your job and your obligation before God and man to remove them, Article 2, Section 4, and then to charge them for their crimes concerning the oath and their sworn oath to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have another one here. State Department Hillary Clinton's emails created multiple security incidents. But why is Donald Trump saying that the Clintons are good people? Why did he say it was just political talk? Yet she's being called out for treason and her crimes against we the people, again, on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. I'm just scrolling down here, friends. I didn't pre-look at this as to what I was going to highlight. This is what those that are in the culture war across the United States of America that are enforcing the law and calling out crime for what it is, friends, are telling you. But are you listening, America? Because the only thing we can do is show you. We cannot do it for you. We're going to take a quick break, and what we're going to do is we're going to come back to bringing about the answer to America's dilemma. First, show them the price paid. Christ crucified, bring him to Arlington Cemetery, spiritual, natural, natural, spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and bring about justice, justice that guards our liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders have agreed on a bipartisan emergency funding bill that addresses the overflow of illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the House and administration have still yet to get on board with the bill that has funds of about $4.5 billion. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
It's time for Speaker Pelosi to bring a bill to the House floor to address the serious crisis and make sure that HHS has the money they need to take care of the health care needs of these young children that are being abused.
Another tense hearing on Capitol Hill over the Boeing 737 MAX jets. Retired pilot Sully Sullenberger was there to testify, saying that pilots need to be properly trained on the software of the airplanes.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So this just may be the most important show that you ever listen to. Listen carefully. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Remember, love is the fulfilling of the law, and love worketh no ill. Friends, how often I have seen, and I see, and hear the professors of Christianity talking today and walking contrary to the Word of God and the Spirit of the living Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 3:6 when you get a moment. How willing they are to overlook judgment when it comes to the criminals that run rampant in this country. And on the other hand, how willing they are to show compassion to the criminals while overlooking the victims. Listen carefully, because this is what's happening. Read Isaiah 5:20. Why is this happening? Because evil men understand not judgment. Proverbs 28, verse 5. By the way, if you look at some denominations, they look at judgment as of the devil, yet the Lord says he's known by the judgments that he executes. This is how backwards these people have become. But if you read the preceding verse, to evil men understand not judgment, in Proverbs 28, verse 5, you will find that they that forsake the law praise the wicked. And by the way, this is why you have idolatry, because you fail to know the law, the Torah of God. The Decalogue. And when you fail to know what the law says, guess what? You end up praising the wicked. Isn't it interesting how when you look at musicians today, you know, Socrates said some time back that let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Isn't it interesting how those that are coming out of Hollywood and the media, they're immoral. They're debased, folks. They're, let me put it this way, the scum of the earth, but they put them up as some sort of standard for the young people to follow. And why are the young people following the wicked? Because they don't know God's moral law. And if they knew God's government, folks, you're going to find that they're going to put off the wicked, and they're going to ask American government to come to enforce the laws against those that they put up concerning these debauched ones in Hollywood, in the media, and, by the way, in politics. So evil men understand not judgment. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Just think about that. And this is exactly the scriptural point that I want to make. From the pulpits in America today, we hear the events unfold of Sodom and Gomorrah and how Abraham should have prayed longer in hopes that God would have spared them rather than righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah doing what God had commanded them to do. And, of course, not a second thought on man's behalf is given concerning the victims in these two cities. And, by the way, America, just for the record, you think Sodom and Gomorrah was bad? Look at America. Americans have taken more of an interest in supporting the criminals than the victims themselves. And if it's not the case, then why are you letting government and why are you letting media outlets promulgate that message? You need to think about what's going on. Why is more compassion shown to the perpetrator of the crime than for the victims? And again, that's one of those questions that only you can answer. Now, I want to go back to this because I want you to listen to this carefully. In Sodom and Gomorrah, we hear from the pulpits, and it's completely upside down. And I would even go so far as to say, friends, they have not the heart of God, Romans 5:5. I just believe they don't. Because they're looking for compassion on the people of Sodom, and look at the things the people in Sodom and Gomorrah did. Friends, they even tried to take out two angels. I'll get to that in a moment. They were vile. They crossed the lines. There was no return. Yet churches in America want you to believe, you know what? Abraham should have prayed longer on the behalf of those in Sodom and Gomorrah. Really? Really? Well, let's say the things that were taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah, let's say those crimes that were committed by the citizens of those two cities committed the same similar crimes to your sister or your brother today. Would you be asking for more compassion on those of Sodom and Gomorrah? And by the way, read, friends, do me a favor. Before you start to dispute with me or contend for the faith, do me a favor and at least read the Word of God before you do so, because we hear this all of the time again because of false teachings coming from the hirelings in the pulpits. You know, the Bible says that you're to forgive those, listen carefully, to those that repent. 17:4 of Luke. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day he turns again unto you and says, I'm sorry, I repent, I won't do that again. Jesus said, then you forgive them. You don't forgive unrepentant people. And friends, by the way, if a man that goes to court for a crime that he committed stands in front of the judge and he's cold-hearted and obstinate and he's not sorry for the crimes that he committed, he's going to get more time. Just ask the judge. So again, natural law in people that have some sense of righteousness within their heart will even teach you the lesson that I'm showing you right now. But again, what we're hearing today is, well, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham, like it was Abraham's fault that Sodom and Gomorrah was filled with wicked men. But Abraham should have prayed longer in hopes that God would have spared them rather than the righteous people, those that were saying, well, Abraham should have did more. Well, no, those people that are saying that Abraham should have did more in their time, which is today, they should be doing what they said Abraham should be doing today and not just praying for them, but also keeping the commandments of God and dealing with the wicked. And by the way, that is why Sodom and Gomorrah was judged. Because men failed to obey in keeping the commandments of God. Now listen, here's the account. Bear with me. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I shall do? God was fixing to rain down what? Hailstone and fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. The Lord said, I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. What's the way of the Lord? Oh, he says it right after this. To do justice and judgment. This is the Lord talking about what he's going to unveil to that of Abraham. For I know him, saith the Lord, about Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is, come unto me, saith the Lord. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord, and Abraham drew near and said, what wilt thou do? Wilt thou also destroy the righteous of the wicked? Notice Abraham was looking for mercy upon the righteous. Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Okay, so now what we're going to get down to is how many were righteous in the city. Here's Abraham. Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Now listen, we hear this all day. Well, there's many righteous people in America. Really? I can tell you who the righteous are in America by how they're under attack by the wicked. And there's very few of them. Let me tell you. They're as rare as hen's teeth. Abraham said, peradventure there be 50 righteous therein. That be far from thee to do this after the manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. This is Abraham to the Lord. Then he said, shall not the judge of the earth do right? And the Lord said to Abraham, if I find in Sodom, 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken me to speak unto the Lord, who am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Now he's going to 45. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him again and said, peradventure there shall be found 40 there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. See, the number keeps dropping because the Lord can't find the righteous to do what he commanded them to do. Abraham said, and behold, now I've taken up me to speak unto the Lord, peradventure that there be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but this once. Peradventure, Abraham said, listen, if there's 10 righteous, will you spare the city? And he said, I will not destroy it, the Lord did, for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Genesis 18, 16 through 33. He couldn't find him, friends. He couldn't find him. But again, what do we hear from the pulpits in America today? Well, Abraham should have kept praying. You know those that are saying that Abraham should have kept praying? You know what they're doing? They're trying to justify themselves for what they leave off. They're trying to justify themselves for leaving off what God commanded them to do in their time. And I'm talking about in the present. Hey, friends, when you go to Genesis chapter 19, the record shows that two angels disguised as human men, they visited Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot met the angels in the city square and urged them to stay at the house. The angels agreed. The Bible then informs us before they had gone to bed that all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. Friends, they were Sodomites. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? These were angels sent by God, friends. Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them. Genesis 19, 4 through 5. The angels then proceeded to blind all the men of Sodom and Gomorrah and urge Lot and his family to get out of Dodge, friends, to flee from the cities to escape the wrath that God was about to deliver. Friends, we're talking about right now, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the judge or with the wicked. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Broadcasting live out of Simi Valley, California.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which forms the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, thank you for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. Go ahead and check out GCN Live, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you look at the little list on the left. We appreciate your trust, and we appreciate your listenership. And again, we appreciate every single one of you affiliates across the United States and across seas. So again, we appreciate that. We're talking about God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because, friends, men refuse to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, do you know that if I was preaching unscriptural messages right now, how popular, how much more popular the show would be? See, we're not preaching to receive the approbation of men. We preach Christ crucified here. And if you don't like that, you need to understand that you're an enemy of the cross. You have no parts. You have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. If you love the truth, friends, we know it by how you live. Because if you act right, guess what? You are right. And the problem is that going back to what we're talking about now, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged because the righteous, the Lord couldn't find. And who are the righteous? Those that would keep his commandments in executing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Namely, the Sodomites, friends, that were violating everybody and anybody. Read Genesis 19, 4 and 5. It goes on, the angels then proceeded to blind all the men of Sodom and Gomorrah and urge Lot and his family to flee from the cities to escape the wrath that God was about to deliver. And Lot and his family fled the city. And then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew the cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities. For those that have not seen WyattMuseum.com, you can actually see these two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. You can actually go there and still find the sulfur balls. The Lord has not left himself without witness. Go to WyattMuseum.com so you can see the sulfur balls that were actually rained down upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, in light of the passage, the most common response to the question is this. What was the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? It was homosexuality, sodomy. That's how the term sodomy came to be used to refer to anal sex between two men, whether consensual or forced. And are we not highlighting the crimes even today on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com of those that have committed crimes against children, pederasts? Have we not highlighted and taken the time, friends, to show you the crimes over the years of those that are committing against children? Why is the children the end aim? And if you think I'm kidding, go online and check out the Homosexual Manifesto, and you tell me what their end aim is, friends, because Scripture tells us what their end aim is. And they were destroyed because of it. And keep in mind, so were the said righteous of the day in Sodom and Gomorrah who left off God's commandments. See, they loved God so much, they failed to keep his commandments. They didn't love the Lord. They hated the Lord. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to perform homosexual gang rape on two angels who were disguised as men. And at the same time, it's not biblical to say that homosexuality was the exclusive reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were definitely not exclusive in terms of the sins of which they indulged. If you go to Ezekiel 16:49-50, now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. Listen, America, they didn't help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before God. The Hebrew word translated detestable refers to something that is morally disgusting, and is the exact same word used in Leviticus 18:22 that refers to homosexuality as an abomination. See, Jude 7 declares Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. So again, while homosexuality was not the only sin in which the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah indulged, it does appear to be the primary reason for the destruction of them cities. And those who want to attempt to explain away the biblical condemnation of homosexuality, claiming that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was in inhospitality, I got a question. What version of the Bible is that? One I wouldn't be reading. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah were certainly being inhospitable. There's probably nothing more inhospitable than homosexual gang rape. But to say God completely destroyed two cities and all their inhabitants for it being inhospitable clearly misses the point, does it not? Of course. I got a question for you. Final segment. How do you show mercy to a people who observe lying vanities? Jonah 2:4. How do you show mercy to a people who observe lying vanities? Folks, I look at conservative websites. I look at Christian, self-professed Christian websites. And I want to ask the question to you. I'm not talking about the left, as you call them. They live the way that you've allowed them to live, lawlessly, okay? But how do you show mercy to a people who claim to be the good people that observe lying vanities and just give these things a pass? How do you show mercy to a people who observe lying vanities in a country like this by allowing corrupt politicians to run free and to commit another crime on another day? How do you show mercy to a people who observe lying vanities by allowing sodomites to have gay days at parks, to have their flags posted on the front of churches, to infiltrate public schools and daycare centers? How do you show mercy to a people like that? You don't. You have to judge a people like that because you refuse to return to the Lord, Jeremiah 6:16, on his terms. Also read Jeremiah 22:3. God must be true and judgment must commence. And that's where we're at today. Men today, like those of Sodom and Gomorrah, they're not valiant for the truth. They lay not the issues or the afflictions of Joseph, the church, to heart. They proceed from evil to evil. Read Jeremiah 5:21. They care more about the pleasures of sin for a season than they are grieved for the afflictions of Joseph, which is found in Amos 6:6 and Hebrews 11:25. Men today care more of compromise, you know, where two men both agree on what they both know is wrong, and diplomacy, which is seduction in another guise, and promoting anarchy through antinomianism. They have no regard for God's moral law than they do the law of God against the sins unto judgment that enslave men. John 8:34. Instead of establishing judgment within the gate and hating the evil and loving the good, Amos 5:15, in hopes that the Lord may be gracious to their repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, what do? They reject the counsel of God against themselves by hating the good and loving the evil, and that to their own damnation. What's the evil today? Oh, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Wait a second. We're all on the same ship here, right? We're on the same boat here. What do you mean there's nothing you can do about it? You are the government, Americans. I said Americans as individuals. You are the government. What do you mean you can do nothing about it? Men today, they care more about the approbation and favor of men than they do the living God and what his word declares. Galatians 1:10. That's how much they hate God. Not knowing that which is highly favored among men is an abomination unto the Lord. Luke 16:15. Though they put themselves up one for another. I mean, Christians today, they wear the cross, yet they have no testimony of the power of God unto salvation by the cross. They just look for excuses as to the things that they do in hopes that the false grace that's been preached to them is going to get them into the heaven. You're sadly, sadly mistaken. Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24, Romans 1:16, 2 Corinthians 5:15, 13:4-5, and Galatians 2:21. Professed Christians in the 86% ratio in America today talk much of love through inaction and yet know nothing of it. 1 John 3:18. They read what to do, but do it not. In fact, they declare and proclaim how much they love God, and yet if you were to have them read his moral law and look to their own lives, they would find out how you would. You would find out how much they actually hate God through their actions. Matthew 15:8. Then again, these were the same types of people in Jerusalem crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Just like you're angry with me and convicted of what I'm telling you right now, is the same spirit behind the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Read John 7:7. I mean, preachers of the day, if you hear it at all, they continuously preach of the heroism of Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and others from the pulpit and fail to understand what these men were doing and what they were doing when serving their generation. Psalm 71:18 and 19. Isaiah 51 verse 4. Today, instead of doing the same thing, they simply hide under a false grace. Isaiah 30 and give themselves over to a man, the president, and declare end times. As I talked about yesterday, they declare we're in the end times because they have failed to stand up and fight for their posterity in keeping the Lord's commandments and his judgments. Why does judgment commence? Why is it raining judgment upon America? Because the Lord can't find 10 righteous men, let alone 50. And don't stand back and blame Abraham for what you leave undone, America, because this is your country, and individually, you're responsible to answer God for every idle word and every idle thought and deed that you commit. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.